Janie got a gun.
Janie got a gun. Another thing that has perplexed me this morning is the story that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms has put out a paper that would, in effect, ban armor-piercing ammunition, ammunition for one of the more popular firearms in the United States, the AR-15 semi-automatics. They now have, I gather, one of the reasons they're changing the rule on this or suggesting the rule get changed on the banning of this ammunition is because there is now, the rifle was the first, there is now a hand version of it, and it's pretty deadly. Before we go to Washington and talk about the Netanyahu thing, I'm pleased to have on in the last minute here John Lott. John's president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and he is also the author of the book and a recognized expert on guns and crime, More Guns, Less Crime. Hello, John. Welcome to the John Gambling Show. Thank you for the last minute call here. I appreciate it.
Sure, no, great to talk to you again.
All right. John, you and I have talked before, and you know I am not an NRA guy. I'm not somebody that thinks that there is no question about the Second Amendment and all of that. But I will tell you that I think that when the president and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms at all want to ban things by fiat, I've got a big problem with that.
Right. Well, look, I mean, this isn't the first time the president's done something like this. There's a law in the book that deals with armor-piercing bullets. It defines what they are. Here they're just completely changing the definition of it. You know, they have no evidence that this is somehow more deadly than people had thought it was previously. The law basically says if you try to make a bullet completely out of tungsten or steel or list some other types of things, then and it can be fired from a handgun, then there's certain rules that you can go through that can possibly ban it. These bullets have been sold for decades. They have a tip made out of steel. There's certain reasons why it is in terms of accuracy of the bullet and what have you being fired, but it doesn't fit by any stretch of the imagination what has been classified as armor-piercing bullets before. You know, and if they just want to go and rewrite the laws without going through Congress in order to do it, I think, you know, the president obviously doesn't like AR-15s, but he wasn't able to go and get Congress to go and ban those types of weapons. And so his attitude, I think, is largely he's going to do what he wants to with the laws, and people can sue him in order to try to stop him from
doing
that.
That's exactly my point, because I'm not a fan of AR-15s. I don't know why you need that kind of stuff, but that's the way I view that. However, we have rules and regulations on how we make the laws of this country, and it is not just because somebody doesn't like something and wants to, and has that ideology that's going to, you know, damn the torpedoes full speed ahead.
Right. Look, I mean, AR-15s are semi-automatic rifles. They look like an M16, but they function identically to any small game hunting rifle that's there. If you want to go and ban guns based on their function rather than how they look, then fine, we can talk about banning semi-automatic guns in the United States. Most of the guns in the United States are semi-automatic guns. I don't think the Obama administration wants to get into an argument about banning most of the guns in the United States. Instead, you know, I guess the normal tactic is to try to demonize it, make it sound like it's somehow different in terms of its function, even though the real difference is just in terms of how it looks. For some reason, some people like essentially hunting rifles that look like M16s. You know,
John, let me ask you this. We're talking with John Lott, More Guns, Less Crime, one of his books. Can the ATF do this by regulation? Can they just write the reg and that's it?
Well, that's what they're going to try to do. But, I mean, look what they've done with the health care. I mean, I have lost whether it's 35 times or more that they've just rewritten the Obamacare law. You know, there's certain things. They want to give people additional time to apply. They want to change what rules you have. Rather than going back to Congress and rewriting the law, they just go and change what the, you know, how they're going to read it. That's what they're doing in this case. And so, you know, political appointees in the Department of Justice, which have just basically made a decision on, you know, how they want to change what types of bullets they're going to be able to ban.
Yeah, the reports are from those that sell from gun shops and stuff that people are buying these things up now by the tens of cases, the potential of them being banned.
Well, it looks like they're going to have a public comment period, but they said it's kind of an emergency, so it has to be extremely short that they're going to have until the middle of March. Yeah, I have to say this: for the last several years, there's been all these conspiracy theory types that the Obama administration is going to try to ban certain types of bullets. I have to say, I'm on record many times poo-pooing them, saying that, you know, there's no evidence that they're going to be trying to do it. And I guess in this case, I've been proven wrong.
All right, John, thank you very much for helping me out with this one, because even though you and I disagree on a lot of stuff when it comes to firearms, we obviously agree on this, that by fiat is not the way we work this country. And I think it's just evidence of another bit of evidence as to the problem with the group that are in Washington right now. John, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. I mean, here you go. I mean, it goes to what I was saying just minutes ago about the ideology. Through history, we have had people like this. And the danger, I mean, we're not getting rid of Barack Obama. I totally understand that. He's got two more years left and that's it. But we have to steel ourselves against people like this. We were all warned about this man and what he believed. I talked about it well before he was elected president, and it was squashed. It was squashed. It was ignored. It was put behind all the glitter of the the Parthenon that Barack Obama stood before out in, I think it was Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, really. He believes he's the emperor. And by the wave of the hand, get things the way he wants it to be. That's the way it was done in Rome, and that's the way it was done under Mussolini. That was the way it was done under countless others. I hate to even put him in some of those same categories. But I think America needs to understand the forces that are there. It comes back to the chaos that we've talked about. He loves the chaos. This is the stick that makes things happen in their minds in this administration. Chaos. Out of the chaos will come change. Anyway, we will move on. We will go back down to Washington in just a second here, and we'll talk about the Bibi Netanyahu address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. Oh, by the way, the Senate has passed the temporary extension of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. So, again, no surprise, but it's only for 3 weeks. So we will just gear ourselves up for more finger-pointing and yelling and screaming and this, that, and the other thing as another benchmark will approach in the third week of March. And another showdown will face all of us. All right, it's 11:32, Friday John Gambling Show, AM 970, The Answer, coming right back.
News.